That's the theme song for today. Just get sedated after yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was kind of a crazy day around here.
Oh.
I tell you what, I'd have to say I wasn't disappointed. Actually, it certainly met my expectations.
I sent a picture to Sue Martin of our Starlink out there on the old picnic table.
Oh yeah.
She's like, that looks like a farmer's patent right there. A couple sandbags.
The thing about that is that we have had to adjust it once. It was out of alignment one time. We don't want to have to climb up on the roof to do that.
No. She's looking to change from her internet provider up there in Clary in Iowa. She uses like Lunar or something. She said it's really bad.
Yes. There's a lot of people that advertise great internet, but they don't provide great internet. So
I said, get Starlink. It's really good.
It has been really good. And after what happened yesterday, I said, well, I guess I'm glad we got Starlink because at least we got something. We can run the phone with it. You know, what are you going to do?
Sounds good, because Wayne Cleveland said it was crystal clear. So did Kyle and Sue and everybody. So that's good.
The phone does sound good, and I can tell on the recording, usually in those little pauses between words, there's a little bit of something in the line, and the line is completely silent. There's no sound anymore. So I think that's a plus.
So here's the joke of the day. I don't have my tambourine because I'm giving
it
a break.
You put it back there.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that today.
Oh.
How do billboards talk to each other?
How do billboards talk to each other? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. How do billboards talk to each other?
Sign language.
Ah! Sign language.
Avon B and her bag of tricks.
Hey, farmer's market tomorrow, 9 to 1. Fresh baked goods. And let me get the list
I'm
down.
Starving,
I got
actually,
a list
right
here.
Now.
I'm a little hungry,
don't have
too.
Any yogurt. Don't have
All
nothing.
I had yesterday was that wonderful sandwich that Loopy made us.
Yeah,
okay.
I called the coffee shop. Hey, we're hungry. Make us something to eat.
Okay, tomorrow at the farmer's market, Friday, 9 to 1, drinks, lemonade, herbs, jewelry, baked goods, jams, Avon Bug Guard. Come on out and support your local vendors and keep the farmer's market alive. So, and it's right there on the north side of the square, two doors down from the coffee shop. Right where the old Cobb's department store was in that area. Now it's a parking lot.
First sunset ever for Denver, Colorado at 8:30 tonight.
Sunset at 8:30 tonight?
First time it's been 8:30 since last summer.
Well, that's what happens this time of year.
So that means 9:30
here. Sunday is the summer solstice.
Longest day of the year.
Longest day with sunlight. Yes. Longest amount of sunlight, and if you're in Alaska, the sun ain't setting, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. There. So anyway, we got 103 yesterday for the high.
Woo! Yep. 103!
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
75 today with northeast winds, bebopping around 40.
Oh, they're bebopping now. Mm-hmm. All right.
Redeemer Christian Church in Amarillo has fired the lead pastor, David Ritchie, after his arrest this past weekend for the prostitution ring.
Well, I'm shocked. Where is their forgiveness? Where is
their
kind and caring heart that they're not going to keep him?
The elders say they were shocked and heartbroken about the news.
I'll bet they are. That has to be devastating for any church to have something like that happen.
He had been the old pastor for 15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Since 2011.
Really?
Yep.
Holy cow. Wow.
That's why Richard D. always said there's always a gotcha around the corner.
Well, that gotcha was brought on by him in the first place. Now, the people at the church had really, I guess they didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. Very, very sad. You can definitely understand their disappointment.
News department report from Hereford today. The city of Hereford will be spraying for mosquitoes tonight from 7 p.m. till 10 o'clock, weather permitting. But it's going to be windy, so I don't know if they're going to spray if it's windy. So
it is a
not.
Windy day today, isn't it?
Yep. Northeast winds could gust to 40.
So. Really? That strong?
Look at the trees out there right now. They're Woo. Almost bent
well,
over.
Well, they are whipping, but sometimes that'll, kind of calm down by later in the afternoon. I guess that's not going to happen.
We haven't seen one mosquito here this year.
Have not seen or heard a mosquito.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's kind of strange.
It is a little strange.
I'll have to call Bruiser Blake Reed
Blaine,
over there and see what's going on.
Blaine Reed? Blake?
Did I say Blake?
You did say Blake.
I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
Well, that's the truth.
I'm tired from all the in and out yesterday.
Here we go with the wah-wah, I'm tired. Okay.
I didn't see you climbing on the roof, making sure the guy didn't fall off.
I'm not climbing up on the roof. That's their
His
job, not
mine. His battery
almost
hit me in the head.
That's their job, not mine. I'm not climbing up there.
Allie
but we
Alice?
Did, huh? We did get a great video of you doing that. We posted
There's
it.
Proof.
We have proof of you climbing
up
there
law.
And dancing on the roof.
Allie Allison from News Channel 10 learned yesterday about the American Advertising Federation of Amarillo came by to visit with them.
Oh, really?
Guess who's a member of that? You're gonna laugh.
I am? Okay. I'm going to laugh. I don't know. Who's a member of that?
Anna Spinks.
I don't
or
know.
Or Anna. She's the director of advertising for the Sod Poodles.
Oh, is she? Well,
yeah.
No wonder she's a member of that.
There she is right there.
Well, how nice.
She's the one that never calls you back.
She's so busy, she doesn't have time to return calls.
Well, that's what you get from people from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, you know how those Yankees are.
Oh, damn Yankees.
Those damn Yankees.
We got one of those right now.
We got one of those right over here.
Don't call you back from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or Phoenix or wherever it is.
Well, they send you straight to voicemail.
So if you're looking for a job, there's a job right here in the city of Dimmitt.
Oh, we have job openings in Dimmitt. All right.
A
job postings.
A cashier is now open for the Hop-In gas station.
Oh, they need a cashier at the Hop-In.
Yeah.
That's a great place to start. Just move on up from there.
You can go there, and it's always nice and cool in there. Good AC.
They do have good AC.
So if you need a job, go over there and apply in person and fill out an application.
Yeah, they might hire you on the spot. You never know.
Might even get a signing bonus.
If you're needing some cash, buy groceries, pay bills.
So the dude yesterday from the internet company that came by to do some testing said, you guys must like birds. You got all those bird houses out there.
We don't like the birds. We don't want the birds. Someone suggested that. We gave it a try. Well, it is what it is. It kind of is. It's helping to keep them away from the building anyway.
Better than the birdhouses laying on the ground like they were for a year.
Yeah.
I'll put those up when I get time.
We
it's
don't always
hot.
Have time.
It's yet. Too cold.
It's too hot. It's too
windy.
Cold. I'm too lazy. How's that?
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Man, you're brutal today.
Well, we're just having fun. That's what we do here.
Kirk Cignetti, or whatever his name is. The coach for Indiana.
I remember that name.
He said, I got tired of being an assistant coach, so I told Nick Saban, I said, I'm going to hang out here for a while, but after this, I'm going to try to be a head coach somewhere.
Well, and boy, is he a good one, isn't he?
You know why he took the Indiana job?
Because they offered it to him?
Because his wife is from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Yep.
I didn't know that till I watched a little interview today about it.
Well, now you know.
He said, I was never going to be an assistant coach again. I didn't want to be 60 years old and still an assistant coach. I wanted to be a head coach somewhere.
But we've learned that some people are better as an assistant than they are as a head coach. Some people just have they don't have the gift for the head coaching, but they're great assistant coaches.
You mean like the dude from the Broncos?
The dude from the
Remember
Broncos.
He was a head coach, and now Vance, whatever his name is.
Vance Joseph.
Is now the defensive coach. And,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
He's a prime example.
He is a prime example. And And there were no hard feelings because he's back with the Broncos, and he's doing great as a defensive coordinator.
Happy birthday to Blake Shelton today. He's turning 50.
Woo! Big 5-0.
Born June 18th, 1976 in Ada, Oklahoma.
Well, good for him. Congratulations, making it to 50.
He served as coach on The Voice for 23 seasons.
Did he really? 23 seasons?
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
I don't like that show. I don't know. I don't ever watch that.
I started watching it when it first came out, and I liked it. I thought it was a great show.
Well, Blake owns some restaurants called Old Red, and the first one was in Tishomingo, Oklahoma.
Tishomingo?
Not too far from Ada, the home of the Ada Livestock Auction.
Now, he opened that in another town because the town that he
Ada,
was from
yeah, they didn't want it.
Wouldn't allow, there was an issue
with alcohol.
With, yes.
So he said, oh, I'll just go down the road 30 miles and open one up there. That's what he did.
And that's exactly what he did. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. He
yes,
had 30
is.
Chart-topping songs. Is that a bird I hear?
I hear a bird, too.
Where's that bird at?
But I think it's outside.
Oh,
now, the weird thing about our new phone is it's ringing, like when it's ringing in here, it sounds like when you make a call on your cell phone, it sounds like that, even in my office. And we were in my office yesterday talking, and this phone is ringing, and you're looking at me and going, are you calling somebody? No, I'm not calling somebody. That's the phone in there. No, it's not.
You said your boyfriend was calling you, not you.
No, your boyfriend was calling, not mine. Oh, you're ringing.
Trevor Johnson's in the news today.
Oh, who's Trevor Johnson?
Stepping down as the Randall Head boys basketball coach to become the new principal at Claude High School.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a promotion.
That is a promotion.
14 years he's at Randall High School.
Wow. Well, great. Now he's going to be in an even more important leadership role.
Rodney Hunter gave us a fire update from the old North Star Dairy today.
It
says the fire's all cleaned up.
They got it all fixed up there. Everything's good. It took about 2 days, but yeah.
We like having roaming reporters all over the place.
Yes, $14.70, $14.70 right here.
You'll get a money order next week.
We ran out of checks. We'll get you one when they come in.
Well, you know, no big rush on that kind of crap. So, I'm looking at this. I sent that to Sue Martin. I'm like, hey, this is all you need, man. Little Starlink dish and picnic table.
We have really enjoyed having the Starlink internet. It is wonderful internet. And it even when it says that we have some downtime, like we've had some rains, it said that we had an interruption in service, but I was still looking on our Blink cameras, which use Wi-Fi. So maybe it slowed it down significantly, but it wasn't enough to stop it.
The best thing is when you call them, they answer the damn phone.
Yes. Well, now, we do have a business account, but yes, we have it through a company called Satellite, a satellite phone service or something, and we always get help. They always answer the phone. They're always very nice.
Yep. They're like Skyview. They're nice people, too. What are you laughing about?
Skyview people are great. Now, sometimes you get people who really aren't sure about what they're doing, but you can always call back the next day, and you'll get the help you need.
I always call back and say, is such and such working? Yeah, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let me talk to him.
So here's a question of the day.
Okay, question of the day.
And I'm going to answer it before you do. And then we'll see what you say.
You can't answer the question when you're asking the question.
Yeah, I can.
No, that's not fair.
It says at the top, be honest. If you...
You're already starting off wrong. Be honest? Really? I don't know about that.
If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you start tomorrow? For me, it would be retirement.
If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you start tomorrow?
I would retire.
You would retire.
Can't fail at that.
How do you fail at retirement?
You can't.
So. Aside from spending all your money and having to become a dorm reader.
Don't buy those Christmas decorations. That's a waste of money.
Don't spend all that $20
on
her.
You're sorry. You
well,
know what?
You know, it's a reflection of a lot of things. So
what would you do?
What
I said
would
I would
do?
I would retire.
Huh. If I knew I couldn't fail, I'd probably go skydiving.
What?
Because
you've lost your freaking mind.
Because I know I'm not going to fail, so why not?
I could never jump out of a plane.
Every day.
No.
That'd be fun.
Roy Rogers died July 6, 1998.
Did he really? 98?
He was 86.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He lived a long life.
And Dale, the old Whiff, died in 2001 at the age of 88.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They did have a good thing going, didn't
Guess
they?
What show, when that Roy Rogers show started? What year?
1950-something?
Hey, getting close.
45? 61. 1961.
51.
Oh, well, 1951. I said 50-something, so I couldn't
I
be wrong.
I said you're getting close.
That's right.
We saw a trigger that was stuffed at some museum somewhere. The horse.
Or was it a wax? Oh, yes, that was at the stockyards.
Stockyards
wasn't it?
In Fort Worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, didn't even move an inch.
No, he didn't budge.
He was in Apple Valley, California.
Oh, really? Was it? Which is, it's such a beautiful place.
It is, but it's messed up.
Well, that's the drawback.
What
right
was
there.
What was the dog's name? Remember?
I have no. I never watched that show.
You huh?
I never watched.
You never watched Roy Rogers? What's wrong with you?
The only time I've ever watched that is at your dad's house.
My dad's house?
Yes.
He didn't have. That's Roy Rogers on?
We watched one of those shows. It was awful. It was awful.
So bad I forgot. the dog's name was Trigger.
Oh, was it Trigger?
That's why I named the dog Trig.
Trig. Oh, well, I thought that was the horse's name.
Well, the horse, the dog, you know. It was a mixture.
No, that's the horse's name, not the dog.
Trigger was, let's see. Oh, Bullet was the dog's name.
Oh.
Bullet, not Trigger. Trigger was the horse, Bullet was the dog.
Oh my gosh.
That's confusing.
Bullet was the dog,
yep.
And Trigger, yes.
The horse.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Structure fire, about 1,200 people without power yesterday afternoon in downtown Amarillo.
Oh, really?
According to Wessie at XL Energy.
It was Bullet the Wonder Dog. Is actually what it's named.
Oh, the Wonder Dog.
Bullet the Wonder Dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Kind of looks like a German Shepherd.
Really?
I think it was.
I didn't see any photo of the dog.
Yeah, I think, pretty sure that's a German Shepherd. See?
Yeah, that's a German Shepherd. It's been confirmed.
Yeah.
This was from Channel 4 News in Amarillo, KAMR, with
Channel
John
4
Paris
News.
Presiding. Your buddy.
Yes, my buddy.
Tropical storm Arthur has formed and is making landfall across the coast this morning.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Mm.
Arthur's like Arthur at the Heart of the Plains Pump there.
Really?
Captain Arthur.
Oh, man.
So they're getting more rain down there. They don't really need any more.
No, we've seen lots of videos of floods and just terrible things. It's been awful down there. Those poor people.
What year did John Madden retire? How old was he? How old was Johnny when he retired from coaching?
John Madden?
Yeah.
Oh, from coaching? Mm-hmm. I was going to say he was in his 40s, wasn't he?
He won his Super Bowl, retired at the age of 40.
Oh, really? 40? Oh, wow. That's young.
Yes.
Holy cow.
No wonder he's in a good mood.
Yeah.
He died December 28th, 2021 at the age of 85.
That tribute that they did to him was really cool to honor him, where they made that video of all these people talking about him and all the great, you know, things that he did for their life. And then he died shortly after that.
We got to see the Madden Cruiser.
We did?
Yeah, the bus. We saw it.
We saw it on TV.
We didn't see it in person.
When was that?
Somewhere we were at, they had the Madden Cruiser.
You have no idea
what
you're
talking
about.
Oh, no, that was Bob Wills Day.
No, that was the Wheel of Fortune bus on I-40 heading west.
Yeah.
That was not the Madden Cruiser.
Yeah, I'm confused there.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
That was like the lady
that
stopped yesterday from Hart, and I didn't remember who she was.
Yeah, you told her to come over here last year to get some tickets to the Rangers for their silent auction, and And I remembered, and she said, "You told me to come over here." You're all right. Did I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's you. That's what I deal with every day.
Well, Choosin' Texas is still on the top of the charts for over 26 weeks now.
Has it been?
Yep, on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
The longest run by a female artist in the 67-year history of the Billboard country charts.
Well, good for her.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. She is having such a good run. Good song after good. Not,
just when
not
I
good
thought
song.
I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Great, great song.
That line alone won this year.
That line.
That's just the only part of that I know.
I got him fall in love with Tennessee.
Oh, Sue Martin said something. Let me see.
Uh-oh.
She said, okay.
All right. There we go.
We had a wild anniversary day yesterday.
Oh, my
Man,
gosh.
It was really fun.
4.5 hours of internet people here. Pretty much took up the whole day. There wasn't any time left for us to do anything.
No.
But thank you to Loopy for making us a little sandwich.
She saved the day.
And saving us from dying from starvation, you know.
So I called down. You got any food down at the coffee shop?
She said, let me see what I can come up with here. And then she said, give me 10 minutes. So we showed up, and 10 minutes later, there it was.
She goes, you like turkey? Yeah, we'll eat that.
There you go.
It was fun because where else can you go and have somebody do that?
You know, it's you can't do that stuff unless you're in a small town. It just doesn't happen.
They'd say, who's calling? This guy's
I know.
Weird.
Oh, they're like, oh, it's him again. You want to talk to him or you want me to talk to him?
No, I don't talk to that
I'm so tired of him talking to me.
Yeah. She goes, give me 10 minutes. I'll get you fixed up.
And she did.
That's pretty cool.
And she told us about some things they're working on down there, and we're excited about that. So, you know.
We know what it's going to be.
Well, I'm going to let them announce that. I don't want to do that prematurely.
Why not?
Because that's
their deal.
Nobody
listened to this crap anyway.
Oh, nobody listens to that radio station.
Why
do
you waste your time over there?
Oh, my gosh.
For?
Why are you going to waste your time over there?
So, get your tickets now for Jody Messina.
Jody, where is she going to be?
She's going to be in Idaho on July 23rd.
Okay, not planning to be there on July 23rd,
but
July
25th, she's going to be in Cheyenne.
Oh, she's going to be Frontier Days. We have always wanted to go to that, and we've never gone.
We talk about crap.
We don't even make plans for it.
We have VIP tickets.
No, we've never. No.
Huh?
Not to anything. We don't get VIP.
She's
going to
be in Fort Worth on August the 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Somewhere that we could have saw her last year, the 27th of August at Rapid City, South Dakota.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
What were we thinking?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota on September 27th.
Hmm.
Hutchinson, Kansas on the 13th of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bet she puts on a good show.
I'll bet she does. She has a lot of energy. She seems like she's a lot of fun.
So you think it was hot here yesterday. It was 103 here. It was 109 in Big Spring.
Wow.
With humidity down there.
Wow. That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So today's going to be a different day.
Yes, today 30 degree is going to be, can you believe that? 30 degree drop. And it's the end. It's getting close to the end of June, and we're dropping into the 70s today.
But Sunday it's going to be 104.
Well, then we're going right back up again.
The high in Lubbock yesterday was 104.
What goes up must come down.
That's what they say in the markets. Got an update from the NAS Fire Department today.
Oh, really?
I'm really happy that we found out something about some stuff going on over there the other day. I'm excited.
Mm. You are? I'm trying to remember. Yeah. I remember what you told me.
A big thank you to all the people that donated to the old fundraiser for the golf tournament at the Tule Lake Golf Course last weekend. They raised $16,865.
For all of the different fire departments. Wow, that is really cool.
That's cool.
That is really good.
Man.
Yeah.
So everybody went over and did the cornhole and the golf and everything.
That's a lot of money.
The weather was perfect.
The weather was, it was pretty good weather, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that's the official number, $16,865.
Well, and after the busy wildfire season that we had, they all need that.
Gas prices are coming down, so that's good.
Well, isn't that good? What I haven't seen anything since all of this kind of came to be, this whole Strait of Hormuz opening up.
$74 on crude oil right now.
Is it seven? Wow. Wow, yep. that's a good
down
drop.
$2.
But how much is it at the pump?
Probably $10 a gallon.
it's always more than it should be.
Uh-huh.
As we know.
No markets tomorrow, no post office, no banks, no nothing.
Tomorrow is Juneteenth. It's not just a Texas holiday anymore. It is a national holiday. So the federal government shuts
the
down, banks can close. You know, all that good stuff.
You ever watch that movie called Brian's Song?
You know, I did see that movie a long time ago when I was younger, but I don't know.
He died 56 years ago.
Did he really?
At the age of 26.
Wow, he was young.
Running back for the Bears.
Didn't he have cancer?
Mm-hmm. He played for Wake Forest, too.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. He had carcinoma, aggressive form of cancer that spread to his chest, and he played with Gale Sayers with the Bears.
And they were really good friends,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty. I watched that movie probably 15 times.
Did you cry?
Me? No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I just thought
I'd ask. Let's get real.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
We need to watch that again. He was born in 1943.
That is one movie I think I'd like to see again.
Louis
because
Brian Piccolo.
I was way too young when I saw it the first time, and I don't really remember any
of it.
It's
like watching a Howard Stern movie. You didn't watch that, and you're like, hey, that's pretty good.
No, I did watch that with you. But
yeah, but you didn't
I
before.
I do remember in the movie somebody walking through down the tunnel
walking
to the
tall.
Field. And that's the only thing I remember in that movie, so
really?
That's not so good.
Was that on TV or a movie theater?
I have no idea.
Oh. Bad news for three-time Olympian Jenny Simpson yesterday.
Oh, really?
She collapsed after a track meet.
Yes, what happened there?
She lost her pulse and everything for a while. She's still in the hospital right now.
Have they said what happened?
Didn't have a pulse for a period of time, but was restored with CPR. According to a source from Runner's World, still remaining in the hospital, and they're not sure what's going on.
Yes, that's scary.
She just did a mile race, just kind of like a fun race on Tuesday night.
Wow. That doesn't make sense for mm-mm. somebody with her kind of training and her kind of experience. That doesn't make sense at all.
From News Channel 11, KCBD and Abner Rusty.
Oh, little Abner.
Coaches from the smallest high schools in Texas are in Wichita Falls right now for the Texas Six-Man Coaches Clinic.
Oh.
An all-star game, and Coach
Shelton.
James Shelton's over there.
Yes. He's the six-man coach. Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty cool.
That is.
I like it when they do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Better watch out when you get gas next time. I'm losing my voice. I'm talking too much.
you never stop talking.
Scammers are tampering with gas pumps right now, so watch out before you fuel up your car.
Well, you know, whenever the price of fuel goes up, those gas scam things always increase. People are always looking for ways to steal gas using your money. So... just
the
be,
hottest
be
weather
aware.
Yesterday was 109 in Midland, Odessa.
109 in Midland. That was the hottest temperature?
On the Panhandle South Plains chart.
Wow.
106 in Hereford yesterday. Why is it always hotter there? Well,
because
Hereford Steve's there.
I know. Maybe it's all the feedlots. I have no idea.
106 in Hereford. 102 in Plainview. 103 here. 107 in Andrews.
Wow.
108 in Big Spring.
Big time.
Let's see. Roswell, 108. And Clovis, 101. But the good news, there really wasn't any winds.
No. It was just oppressively hot. And you're up on the roof.
I was up on the roof hanging out.
And then you come back in, and you look like you've been in a sauna. And I'm like, what are you doing up there? You're like, it's really hot up there.
I was checking for birds.
No kidding. It's hot up there.
It's a black roof. What do you expect?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Health and Human Services Director Secretary Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh, yes.
Said obesity rates have dropped 2.5% since President Trump has took office.
Really?
How did they figure that out?
I don't know. Are they getting data from the doctor's offices on how much people weigh? I don't know where they're getting that information from. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know how they would know that.
I don't either.
Maybe it's like the stupid ratings they use, whatever it's called. Oh. Nielsen ratings.
The Nielsen ratings.
The dumbest ratings ever invented.
What was it that Larry Bauer said? Nobody in radio knows how many people are listening to their station. And if they say they do, they're lying. That's what
they're
he says.
Lying, Sean
That's hey, what he says.
Today is our slap on the face bids and cattle on feed.
Oh, cattle on feed coming up today.
On feed numbers, the key metrics to watch when it comes out at 2 o'clock Central Time from the USDA.
All right.
Slap in the face along with the cattle on feed, a double shot.
All on the same day. It's a double shot Thursday.
The U.S. could lose 30 million corn acres by 2050.
Really?
Without E15 biofuel expansion.
You know, the whole biofuel thing is it seems there's a lot of information out there. That's what's going to keep agriculture thriving in this country. It's going to keep it from failing. And still, Congress can't seem to figure that out, those people.
I knew somebody that was in the Senate that always fell asleep.
Who was
during
that?
During the hearings.
Who was that? Who was it that fell asleep during one of the president's State of the Union?
Biden. He was the vice president then.
Was he the one who fell asleep?
Yeah, he was snoring in the background like Kiki does.
His head fell over.
Hey, Joe, wake up there. Sleepy Joe.
I got a little cough.
From the National Corn Growers Association out of St. Louis, Missouri. The American corn crop is growing strong. 68% of the dang crop is rated excellent or either good condition.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
That is amazing.
From the National Corn Growers.
That is good news from the National Corn Growers
hey,
today.
Roger.
Thanks for sharing that.
Jeff Jones has been promoted to the new head football coach of the Whiteface Antelopes.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
All the starters back from that 10-3 squad last year, so they should be pretty good this fall.
Hey, that sounds like they're going to have a good team.
He's already at the 50-yard line already.
Yep.
With that kind of stuff.
He's halfway there.
Bad news yesterday afternoon from Childress, Texas.
Uh-oh. What happened in Childress?
North Highway 287 near FM 1033. The state trooper was run over by a damn semi.
Yes, I did see that story. That's terrible.
He was making a traffic stop.
Yep.
Northbound traffic.
And a semi.
A semi ran into him.
Yeah, that is just terrible.
That's why it's very dangerous to be doing anything on the road.
You know, so many times when we look up, because they'll have so-and-so Memorial Highway, and we're like, we want to look up and see, who is this person? And a lot of the times, it's something like that. It's an officer that was killed in the line of duty from a car accident or traffic stop or trying to help someone. And, yeah, people, that's why they tell you have to slow down when you're going by
there.
It was
east of Childress yesterday.
That's, yeah, come on. Wow.
So that's bad news over there.
Very, very bad news. Very sad.
Chip and Joanna Gaines have listed three of their renovation projects for sale, $5.33 million.
Oh, really? Wow.
Trying to get some money for electricity to get
Well, they're
going
to have
paid.
To keep that network going somehow, so, yeah. You know.
They're selling the Waco Castle, the Hillcrest Estate, and the Gristmill.
The Gristmill?
Yeah.
They have a Gristmill?
Guess so. $5.33 million, they will take payments.
Is there an owner finance option?
At 30% interest.
Oh, man.
The dude was young, too.
Yes, he looks young. I don't know how long he was with them, but he does look young.
So Trump did, let's see, President Trump from Fox 13 News.
Yeah.
And Iran's premier have signed a ceasefire agreement now.
Oh, another ceasefire agreement. All right.
The agreement calls for $300 billion in reconstruction and economic development funding for Iran.
Yeah, but they were talking about all of the different components of that, and it seems very complicated. I don't know how well that's going to work, but we'll see.
We'll just blow things up, right?
Well, if they want to get involved, we'll just blow them up, too. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know. I mean, I find some of the stuff he says funny. But,
it is funny.
Not everyone else finds it funny.
Chad Reynolds is leaving Friendship High School to be the new baseball coach at the Lubbock Cooper Liberty Pirates. Or
really?
Patriots.
Oh, Patriots. I thought they were the Pirates.
Yeah, I don't know. Patriots, Pirates, something like that. I don't know what it is. He was with Friendship for 24 years.
Was he really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I'm pretty sure it's the Pirates, but maybe they had to change it to Patriots because, you know, you can't say a pirate on the radio or something.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Well,
like, you know, the stupid football teams.
That has to do with the Native Americans, though. That's the whole Native American.
We can't be
the Indians. You can't be the Redskins. That's, you know, that's demeaning somehow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand a lot of things that go on in the world today.
Well, that makes three of us.
Yeah.
You heard about this from News Channel 10, I bet. Prosecutors filed charges against a Venezuelan man for forging documents, including $20,000 worth of money orders.
Oh, I haven't heard about that. $20,000 in money orders? Wow.
He had fake driver licenses, passports, and a Chase cashier's check, and money orders when he stopped in Amarillo to have a bite to eat.
He must have been getting ready for a lavish trip.
He told officers, the sheriffs, he was taking the orders originally for $10, but the zeros were added in, and he didn't know nothing about it. That's a true statement right
there.
You know,
that's funny because so many people say, like, when a Social Security number or something starts with zero, you don't even have to put that number there. Zero has a value. When you add zeros to a number, they have a value. So
he said, call my boss in Houston.
Call my boss
That's
in
what
Houston.
He said
oh
to
my
the
gosh.
Sheriff.
Really?
He's charged with uttering and possessing forged and counterfeit securities of an organization.
Wow.
That sounds complicated.
That sounds, you know, the
mean?
More complicated it sounds, the more mumbo jumbo they throw in there, the more serious the crime is.
You know how they caught him?
I don't know.
After a little traffic stop.
Oh, just a little traffic stop.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
You know, he was probably not using his blinker or something.
Yep. Just somebody
so they,
added
they were
the zeros.
To find out $20,000.
Somebody added the zeros and he didn't know anything about it. What was it, $200 and became $20,000?
20 cents. He had some money orders for 20 cents.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
He was a quick thinker, though.
But, you know, it's always, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about those drugs in the tires of my car, that the car was wobbling
they
everywhere.
They came with
no,
the stuff from...
I didn't
from,
know anything about that either.
What is it, discount tire or whatever it is.
Really?
Oh, I looked at my phone yesterday afternoon. It was 101, but we did finally top out at 103.
Yeah.
So, it felt like 104, actually. But who knows?
It was hot yesterday. I mean, that's just the reality. It was hot.
I did get sat down on the roof for a second. I didn't do that very long.
That's too hot to sit up there. Jeez.
It's like, oh, that's kind of hot up there.
That'll scorch.
No 9 o'clock markets from Austin today.
Yes, Austin is taking a day off, I guess. I don't know. What is he doing? What did he say?
He's leaving a day early for vacay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got his family, and I know they're going to go on a fun trip. And, you know, we were those people once.
We were?
Yeah, we had, you know, you go on your little family vacation and have
Avon B.
The
sent
fun.
The joke of the day for tomorrow already.
Oh, well, we will not be live tomorrow.
Well, let's read it anyway and get it out of the way.
Okay,
who is the highest ranking officer in a cornfield?
Oh, I don't know. Who is the highest ranking officer in a cornfield?
A colonel.
Oh! The colonel! Colonel Sanders.
Not Sanders either.
Oh.
So no markets from Austin, but we will have Waco on from the flood district down there. They had a lot of water in Waco.
A lot of water in Waco.
Yeah, the last couple of days they've had floods down there.
So who's calling from Waco?
No, Kerry Martin will be doing his report from Waco.
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know if he's in Waco. I just know that's where they are. That's where their office is. Yeah. Yes. Okay, everybody have a great day. We will not be live tomorrow. We will be live again next week. So enjoy the holiday weekend. Head on over to the farmer's market here in town, 9 to noon tomorrow. And also, this is Dad Fest, right? This is Dad Fest weekend. It starts tomorrow. Head on up to Hereford. Free courthouse cook-off from 11:30 to 1. Kids bicycle race at 7 tomorrow evening. And then a Christian concert at 7:30 at Dameron Park. And then Saturday is an all-day affair from starting at 8 in the morning. All kinds of great things. Let's go celebrate Dad, because dads matter too. Dads are important for our kids. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend. We're done for today, and we'll be back next week.